From the Haunted Attraction Network, this is our trade show news show, guiding you through the 2016 trade show season. I'm Philip, and in this episode, I'm joined by Aaron Kelly from Don't Be a Monster. The 13th Floor Entertainment Group and Interactive Ticketing will be presenting the Skull and Bones Bash after Transworld on March 19th. All proceeds from reservations will benefit the anti-bullying nonprofit 501c3, Don't Be a Monster. So I sat down with Aaron to discuss what you can expect if you're attending the event and some pointers for how to get through it.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.
Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Philip. Thanks for having me.
So, tell us a little bit about what the Skull and Bones Bash is first, and then we'll talk about how it benefits Don't Be a Monster.
Sure. So, the Skull and Bones Bash is actually a party put on by the 13th Floor Entertainment Group. Mm-hmm. They make up a handful of haunted houses throughout the U.S., and in years past at Transworld, the Skull and Bones party has been more of an invite-only party, and last year, the 13th Floor Entertainment Group organization reached out to Don't Be a Monster to see if we wanted to have it function as a fundraiser for us, as well as a party for them.
Which was a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's essentially a small party. I think this year they're maxing out, I want to say, at 300 people, which when you consider the number of people that attend Transworld in general, a party with just 300 is pretty intimate.
It's like a half percent, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's the people that attend the party are owners, primarily owners of haunted attractions and owners of with different vendors that would attend the show, like Interactive Ticketing or Gantam Lighting, Ghost Ride, those kind of people.
So can you walk me through the experience that someone can expect from when they get to the hotel?
Yeah, so the party is in the Statler Room at the Marriott Grand Hotel. Last year it was in a different room, but the party's outgrown that room, so we went for a bigger one this year. And it feels weird to be a nonprofit person to use the word sexy to describe something. But I mean, that's the vibe of the party. It's everyone dresses really nicely for it. We have a front desk where you get checked in, so every name is accounted for on the list, so we don't have anyone, sneaking into the party or anything like that. Every person that attends gets 3 premium drink coupons, and the setup is primarily a handful of tall tables throughout the room. There's not any chairs. We really encourage mingling and talking and networking. We hire DJs and professional bartenders, security staff, and promo girls to walk throughout the party. The main function of the event, without a question, is the networking opportunity. I think in the haunt industry, it can be hard to get face-to-face with a whole bunch of people that you want to do business with at once. And I think that kind of business is hard to do on the show floor itself, on the Transworld floor. I don't think it's impossible, but, you know, it's loud. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of things to see. But I think a lot of business gets done at night, and I think a lot of business gets done at this party.
So an intimate atmosphere. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be, it's kind of a not really, I guess, business casual, would you describe it as?
Yeah, I would say I would almost lean more towards the dress to impress side of it. It's definitely, you know, wear whatever you're comfortable in, but people go all out. There was a couple people last year that had, you know, full body paint and just went that route, and then everyone nice dresses and everything in between.
And there's also going to be appetizers there that are included with the drinks.
Yep, and additionally a t-shirt. Everyone that attends will get a t-shirt, and whether we hold that for them until the end of the party or they take that then right when they sign in, it's up to them. But another cool aspect of the party that I mentioned, and I'm pretty sure you're probably getting to, is the fundraiser aspect of the party.
Yes.
So Don't Be a Monster was given 40 tickets to sell. At this point, I believe we have 17 left, and we're not able to get any more once we sell out because of occupancy.
Because of space limitations, yeah.
Yep, exactly. So there's that aspect of it, is the tickets that we're selling for people to attend the party. And if that's of interest to anyone, they can reach out to Don't Be a Monster directly. Probably the easiest is just to shoot us an email at info@don'tbeamonster.org, and we'll take care of that for you. But then there's another fun thing. This is the first year we've done this, is a 50-50 raffle. They have them at like hockey games and baseball games, but essentially you buy a ticket and the charity gets half the money and whoever wins gets half the money. So that's a fun thing that we're going to try this year and see if people enjoy that.
So networking, very intimate atmosphere. These are people that are, you know, owners and vendors in the industry, and the proceeds go to Don't Be a Monster. Includes three drinks. There's food. Wear comfortable shoes because it's mainly a networking event, and you're not supposed to be sitting there being, you know, a little stick in the mud. You're supposed to be walking around and making things happen.
Yeah, we definitely encourage people to meet someone new. You know, I mean, and there's no pressure. If you just want to talk with who you came with, of course, no one's going to be monitoring your social situation, but it's definitely encouraged to meet new people and get some business taken care of.
It opens at 10 p.m. on Saturday, March 19th at the Marriott Grand Hotel in the Statler Room. And a question that I had is, you know, I'm going to the Six Flags event, and even if you're going to that one, you can still attend the Skull and Bones Bash.
Yeah, and in fact, I think that sounds like a great night to go hang out at Six Flags and then go with your crew and just keep the party rolling.
Well, I don't know. I might be dead because, you know, like, having to stand in network, I'll just be like, I'm just going to sit on the floor and you guys come over here and talk to me. We'll just like sit cross-legged and have like a little like Indian sit down.
Yeah, that's funny.
So talk to me a little bit about Don't Be a Monster.
Sure. So we are a nonprofit that works with haunted houses throughout the United States to put on free and low-cost bullying prevention assemblies for students in grades 4 through 10.
4 through 10, got it.
Yep. And at the moment, we have two levels of involvement. The one where we actually put on the presentations is known as a partnering organization. At this point, we have, I think, just about 15 partnering organizations we work with. Our organization, Don't Be a Monster, we've been around since 2012, and we've wanted to make sure that we're growing in a way that we're making sure we're checking all the boxes and doing everything right.
Mm-hmm.
So we've intentionally kind of throttled our growth so that we don't have things get out from under us, particularly with working with kids and schools. I think it's important that you do right by them and grow at a pace that you can control. So we are at just about 15 this year, but next year we think we've got the formula figured out. So next year we're allowing up to 25 haunted attractions to come on board at the partnering level. And then the other level that we have is called a supporter, and that is for people that perhaps don't have the time or money necessary to commit to going into all of the schools, but still are excited about what we do and want to support the program. So we have a structure we've built for sort of like a street team. And this goes from home haunters all the way to enthusiasts, to professional attraction owners, to people that have nothing to do with the haunt industry and just think what we do is cool. So that's another level that's a little bit more inclusive.
So walk me through what a program looks like when you go into a school and do your presentations.
Sure. So we schedule a presentation. Typically, we shoot for no more than 300 students at once. Some schools, they're used to doing assemblies of humongous crews of people, and it's not distracting for them to all be in there at once. But others, it's distracting if they're with a grade that, you know, they don't typically see. We don't want to bring any unnecessary distractions. So roughly 300 students, we schedule an hour per presentation, and it's actually typically actors in the haunted house that ask if they can do the presentations. They have the stage presence required to work around kids.
Yeah.
And to be frank, quite often people that are actors in haunted houses might have real life experience with growing up with unique interests and maybe being marginalized because of those interests.
Exactly.
So they kind of see it as paying it forward. They can speak from the heart, which I think is really important. I think anyone that works with kids knows that oftentimes they can see through if you're not being honest with them. So I think that it's important that someone up there might not know exactly what they're going through at the moment, but at least has gone through something similar. I think that aspect is really important. But the presentation itself is about 45 minutes. We show a video that features our character named Frank, who we say isn't a monster. He's just someone that looks a little different. And he's sort of like our Frankenstein. His name's Frank Shelley. The video features Frank going about his school day, and then we transition to talking to the kids about being someone known as an upstander, someone who stands up for their friends and peers.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very end, we have Frank come out and everyone meets him and pledges that they won't be a monster and gets a wristband. And I just quickly want to touch on our name, Don't Be a Monster. By that, we're not trying to name call people that maybe have aggressive behavior and call them monsters. We're more saying that the way that you treat people is a choice, and everyone can choose to use a certain part of their personality, you know, within reason.
Yes, that
everyone has it in them to treat someone poorly. And we're hoping that students will choose the route of being a peer and being a comrade rather than choosing the route of aggression.
I think what you're trying to do is establish the link between, like, behavior being monstrous, like certain types of behavior, not people.
Exactly.
Not, you know, separating the behavior from the person. Like, this behavior, again, you know, negatively marginalizing students and et cetera, you know, is monstrous behavior.
You got it. Right on, nail on the head.
So, the actors are involved with the Haunted Attractions to partner with you. The actors get involved and they go in there and the kids get to see them. And it's probably, you know, typically, at least, you know, at this school I used to teach at, it would probably be in, like, the theater area or the cafeteria, which was the same thing.
Yep. Auditorium, cafeteria, you're right, they're all kind of one and the same sometimes.
Yeah. And you show the video, and then everyone gets to meet him when he comes out, and then the actors interplay with all the kids, so.
Yep, it's really cool. We only have about an hour, and there's a lot of important things that we want to cover. So
yeah, that's a lot for an hour.
Yep, so the structure is loose, particularly because we work in so many cities. Like, one city's idea of aggressive behavior might be a lot different than another city's idea of that. And the language that schools use, you know, we want our program to be part of a holistic approach to bullying prevention. So I encourage schools to bring on year-round programs in their school. Our program happens from the month of September through August. Oh, wait, I'm going to set that backwards. But in the fall, sorry, my brain's not working quite right.
August, September, October.
Yep, you got it. Yep, and sometimes we'll go into November if we need to. But, you know, we visit one school once a year for typically 1 hour. And that isn't going to be the end-all be-all for this sort of thing. So we work a lot with the schools to make sure that our program, the language that we use, represents perhaps what they already have built into the school. So whereas we might call someone, maybe one school reports bullying to a counselor, but another school reports bullying to a specific teacher or to a specific vice principal or, something along those lines. We make sure that we speak with the school beforehand and reiterate what they're already doing. As well as lead the school with resources to follow up and other programs we encourage them to bring into the school. So ours isn't the only thing, and they say, oh, we did bullying prevention, check the box, move on. There's more to it than just us, but I think...
My mom teaches kindergarten. She's taught for 32 years, and she is the head of the Leader in Me program at her school, which is something, that we do in this area, but a lot of other people don't. And it has elements like what you're talking about. So I can see what you mean. You would come in and you would adjust your program to use the same language that the teacher's already trying to instill in the kids every day with the Leader in Me program, for instance.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And the partnership with Haunted Houses comes so naturally with Don't Be a Monster, because October obviously is not only home to Halloween, but home to National Bullying Prevention Month, which is a federally recognized month of bullying prevention. So it's a really easy combination of causes going together.
All right. Well, we're kind of at the end here. I don't want to keep you too long. So just to recap, Don't Be a Monster, a great bullying prevention program. The Skull and Bones Bash does, they are partners held by the 13th Floor Entertainment Group, and it does benefit Don't Be a Monster. So you're supporting this amazing cause. It's Saturday, March 19th, starts at 10 p.m. at the Marriott Grand Hotel in the Statler Room. You can get one of the 17 remaining tickets by emailing info@don'tbeamonster.org. You can go to our page as well with the event listing and see some of the videos and et cetera. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
Just the party's from 10 till 2 a.m.
The end time. I just figured it was like 2 question mark.
Yeah, the party never stops. No, I think they'll kick us out right around 2 a.m. since the temporary liquor license. I think they make us leave around then.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Sure thing, Philip. Thanks for wanting to talk with us.
This episode is sponsored by Haunt Nation, a website for Halloween and horror addicts. With over 32,000 members, Haunt Nation covers everything from reviews to how-tos. Oh, and it's free. Go to www.hauntnationmag.com. That's www.hauntnationmag.com. And join the revolution that is Haunt Nation. This episode is sponsored by The Haunt Journal, a magazine for haunters and Halloween fanatics. The Haunt Journal is a monthly industry magazine to keep you in the spirit all year round. The Haunt Journal is available not only physically, but for the first time this month as an interactive app for Amazon Kindle, Android, and Apple devices. Enjoy the perfect marriage of content by reading articles enhanced with audio and video. Experience the Haunt Journal for free. That's right, free. Today by visiting www.hauntjournal.com. That's www.hauntjournal.com.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.